Good morning.
Morning.
It's a joy to be able to join with you today and share the Word of God. This is quite a new experience for us, so forgive us if there's a bit of a delay. So I haven't spoken with a translator before. Let's just open the Word of God.
马可福音五章二十一到四十三节，我们一起来读好吗？耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就
有
许多人到他那里聚集。他正在海边上，有一个管会堂的人叫来见耶稣，就伏伏在他的脚前，再三的求他说：“我的小女儿快要死了，求你去按手在她的身上，使她痊愈，得以活了。”耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随拥挤他。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。他听见耶稣的事，就从后头来砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从他自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过说：“谁摸我的衣裳？”门徒对他说：“你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？”耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人，那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就来伏伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说：“你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢？”耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说：“不要怕，只要信。”于是带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。他们来到管会堂的家里，耶稣看见那里乱嚷，并有人大哭泣，还进到里面，他们说：“为什么乱哭泣呢？孩子不是死了，是睡了。”他们就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣把他们都撵出去，就带着孩子的父母和跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方，就拉着孩子的手对他说：“大力大鼓
翻出来，就是说
闺女，我吩咐你起来。”那闺女立时起来走，他们就大大的惊喜。闺女已经12岁了。耶稣切切的嘱咐他们不要叫人知道这事，又吩咐给他东西吃。上面这是神的话语。
We can trust in Jesus.
我们可以相信耶稣。
How do you deal with loss and or suffering?
你如何处理伤痛和苦难呢？
Do you cope by running to someone? Do you deal with pain by calling someone? Do you go somewhere?
你会找人倾诉，或是打电话求助，或者是到别的地方去吗？
Do you seek company when suffering, or do you retreat from everyone and grieve in solitude?
当你受苦时，你会寻求陪伴吗？还是会远离所有的人，在孤独中悲伤？
Let's pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Almighty God, we thank you for your holy word.
全能的神，感谢你的话语。
May it be a lantern to our feet, a light to our paths, and a strength to our lives.
愿你的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光，生命的力量。
And thank you for the privilege and the opportunity. to proclaim your word.
感谢有宣扬你话语的权利和机会。
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my Rock, my Redeemer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
耶和华，我的磐石，我的救赎主，奉你儿子耶稣基督的名，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，蒙你喜悦。Amen.
For many years, I've worked in hospitals as a pharmacist, and over my working life, I've seen much suffering and encountered many people dealing with loss.
我在医院担任药剂师多年，在我的工作生涯中，我见过很多的痛苦，也遇到过很多正在经历苦难的人。
In today's passage of scripture, we encounter two individuals who, two very different people.
在今天的经文中，我们遇到了两个人，两个截然不同的人。
Yet both, on this day, as recorded in scripture.Both of them are responding similarly in their mental anguish.
而在经文记载的这一天，他们都在精神的痛苦中做出了相似的反应。
One suffers due to a long-term physical condition. The other suffers due to a short-term event affecting a loved one. Both have different causes, but both are mentally suffering and both are desperate.
一个人因长期的身体的状况而受苦，而另外一个是因为所爱之人的短期事件而受苦。两个人有着不同的起因，但是在精神上的痛苦是同样的，并且非常的绝望。
But importantly, both these unique individuals, amidst their suffering, find themselves at the feet of Jesus. In their suffering, they both trusted in Jesus and went to Him.
但重点是。这两个独特的个体在他们的苦难中发现自己站在耶稣的脚前，在苦难中他们都相信耶稣并走向他。
And I hope as we unpack this wonderful passage of scripture, we will come to the same conclusion that it is wise to seek Jesus
and to fall likewise
at the feet and present to him our troubles and burdens.
希望当我们解开这段精彩的经文时，我们会得出同样的结论，就是寻求耶稣。同样的，匍匐在他的脚前，向他倾诉我们的烦恼，并且把我们的重担交给他，是一个明智的选择。
This account in Scripture also reveals to us more of God's loving compassion, compassionate nature. This knowledge, I hope, will draw us to love and trust in Jesus with more certainty.
经文中的这段记载也向我们显示了更多上帝慈爱、怜悯的本性。我希望这些知识能够。
And this account, which is mentioned in all three synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, really captures my attention.
这个神迹在马太福音、马可福音以及路加福音都有记载，也特别引起了我的注意。
And I think it's supposed to capture your attention also. It is no mistake that this account is repeated in three gospels.
我想应该也引起大家的关注，所以才会被重复的记载在三本福音书当中。
Each gospel account has a slightly different focus, and together they give us a very detailed account of these healings.
每本福音书对这个神迹的叙述重点都略有不同，但他们共同为我们提供了有关这些医治事迹的详细的记录。
Mark's account is very detailed and full, likely the first written.
马可的叙述非常的详细和完整，很可能是最先被撰写。
And Luke's account is very interesting, as Luke was himself a physician.
路加是一名医生，他的叙述相当有趣。
And Matthew gave a very brief account in Matthew 9:18 and 26.
马太的叙述较为简短嘛，都是在马太福音九章十八到二十六节当中。
In Mark chapter 5, from verse 22 to 26, we are introduced to a woman who was poor, a man who was rich.
马可福音五章二十二到二十六节当中，我们看到一位贫苦的妇女和一位富有的男人。
A woman who has no mentioned name, a nobody, and a man, Jairus, who was not only well known then, but we still know his name 2,000 years later.
一个没有名字的女人，一个无名小卒，还有一名叫做艾鲁的男人。他不仅当时广为人知，而且2000年后的今天，我们仍然知道他的名字叫做艾鲁。
That woman had been bleeding for 12 years, and her suffering is considered, and, has been, due to her suffering, considered ceremonially unclean in the culture she lives in, as described in Leviticus 15:25.
这个女人已经患有血漏十二年了，她深受病痛的折磨，并且在当时的文化背景下是被视为不洁的，正如利未记15章25节中所描述的那样。
Her constant blood loss would have made her constantly tired, tired and mentally dull. She has been physically suffering for 12 years.
她的血漏病应该会让她不断地感觉到非常的疲惫、疲倦，就是因为失血过度后精神迟钝的那种状态，而她的身体已经遭受这样子的折磨12年了。
And as she is considered unclean, she would have been expected to remain away from others.
由于她是被认为是不洁的，所以她应该是远离人群的。
For if they touched her, they would have been considered also unclean. Interestingly, when she touched Jesus, she did not make him unclean. Jesus' power made her clean instead.
凡摸了他的也都会被视为是不洁净的。有趣的是，当他触摸耶稣的时候呢，他并没有使耶稣变得不洁净，相反的，耶稣的能力使他洁净了。Yet
before this day, she would have been very lonely. And Mark verse 26 states she has suffered much under the hands of many physicians and has grown worse and poor under their care.
今天之前她应该非常的孤独，马可福音5章26节说，她在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。Interestingly,
if we look at Luke, the physician's account, Luke leaves out the bit that she got worse under the hands of many physicians.
有趣的是在路加福音里，路加身为医生，却在他的陈述里省略了这个妇人在好些医生手里病势反倒更重了的说法。
I find a fellow physician not discrediting his colleagues rather true form. Nevertheless, Luke 8 verse 43 does also state that she spent all her living on physicians and she could not be healed by anyone.
我深信一位医者绝不抹黑其他同事的做法相当属实。尽管如此，路加福音8章43节也说，这名妇女在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的，并没有一人能医好她。
She would have been very lonely and unlikely to trust people who were supposed to help her.
She represents the
unloved in the world, unloved, unwanted, and unclean.
女人应该非常的 孤独并且不信任其他的人，甚至那些应该是帮助他的人。他代表了这世上那些不被爱的人，那些不被爱、不被接受、不洁净的人。Yet
she has faith. Somehow, even though as unclean, she would not have been allowed to visit the synagogue for 12 years, she still has a strong faith, a faith to override the cultural expectations of her.
然而她却大有信心。 尽管他已经12年都不被允许踏进犹太教堂了，他仍然有着坚定的信念，一种超越文化期待的信心。Expectations
which would have been for an unclean woman to stay well away from the crowd. In her suffering, she seeks and trusts Jesus, believing Jesus can save her from her suffering.
在当时的文化期待下，像她这样的女人应该是远离人群的，但是她在痛苦中寻求并相信 耶稣，相信耶稣可以救他脱离苦难。
Now Mark 5:22 introduces us to Jairus, suffering not very long, but suffering because his 12-year-old daughter is soon to be declared dead. Jairus is also desperate.
马可福音5章22节向我们介绍了艾鲁，他受苦的时间并不长，他是因为12岁的女儿即将被宣布死亡而痛苦不已，艾鲁也
He is a well-known ruler of the synagogue, the place where people regularly gather to worship God.
他是一个管理堂会的，就是犹太人常聚集崇拜的地方，犹太教堂的管理人。
And this is a position of great leadership in the community. This position makes him well known, of some power and respect. He can afford servants, professional mourners, and flute players.
这个职位使他广为人知，具有一定的权力和被尊重。他顾得起那些仆人职业的哀悼者和催手。
Now, unlike that unclean woman who would have had to approach Jesus likely in disguise by pushing through the crowd from behind, for Jairus, the crowd would have likely parted, allowing him to approach Jesus from the front.
那位不接的妇女啊，应该是乔装自己从后头砸在众人中推开人群来接近耶稣的。而与其不同的，艾鲁应该是在众人的开路下迎面走到耶稣面前。
And this would have been an unexpected sight, as such a Jewish leader should not be seeking the controversial teacher Jesus for help.
这应该也是大家意想不到的一个情景，因为像艾鲁这样的犹太领袖在当时是不应该向耶稣这样有争议的老师寻求帮助的。
Yet in his desperation, Jairus also has faith. Somehow his faith overrides the expectations of him.And he fell at Jesus' feet, begging him earnestly to heal and save his daughter.
然而在绝望之中呢，艾鲁也有了信心。不知何故，他的信心超越了人们对他的期待。他俯伏在耶稣的脚前，再三恳求耶稣按手在他的女儿身上，医治他，让他活起来。
I've met people like the woman and Jairus through my work.I have seen the effects physically and mentally long-term bleeding and blood loss can result in.
我在工作中也曾经遇见过像这名妇女和艾鲁这样的人。我见过长期饱受身体以及精神病痛所影响的病人。我知道长期的血漏或者失血会导致怎么样的结果。
And it saddens me when I think that this poor woman who must have suffered greatly, 12 years of suffering this way, her mental torment would have been unthinkable.
当我想到这个可怜的女人所遭受的巨大的痛苦时，我感到非常的难过。12年的煎熬，她所受的精神折磨是难以想象的。
And with the social stigma of being labeled unclean, she must have felt so unloved by her community.
由于被贴上不洁标签的社会耻辱，她一定感到自己很不被这个社区所爱。
I was working in an overseas hospital about 25 years ago.I was a bit younger and a bit more energetic.
我记得25年前在国外的医院工作，当时我还很年轻，也很有活力。
And as I was serving a man in a hospital pharmacy, I informed him of the cost, and he told me that he had no money with him. But he also told me that his family was still in the clinic, and the clinicians had told him there would be no charge.
我当时在服务一位男士，告知他这个药物所需支的那个费用，他告诉我他没有钱，并且解释说家属还在医院里面，而且医生告诉他说他的药是免费的。
Now, there was indeed one clinic in our hospital that we did not charge for, but the prescriber was supposed to write on the top, a code on the top of the prescription to signify no charge. There was no code on the top of the prescription when I rechecked.
我们医院确实有一个诊所是不收费的。但是开处方的人要在处方的上面写上一个代号，表示不收费。但我重新检查的时候，发现这个处方并没有这个代号。
As I looked again at the prescription, I realized even with no code, it was obvious to me that it had come from that clinic.
当我再次查看处方时，即使没有这个代码，我也发现它显然来自那家诊所。
I remember not smiling anymore, and still looking down at the prescription. The prescription was for a young girl, and the code missing was ONC, which stood for oncology.
我脸上再也没有笑容，因为这张处方是属于一名小女孩的。我低着头看着处方，发现失踪的代码应该是 ONC, 也就是代表肿瘤科，或者是叫做癌症科。
And I said something like, "Oh yes, there's no charge for this."And I handed the man a numbered ticket stub, which he would need to collect the medication later.
我低估说了一句，哦，是的，这张处方是免费的。然后把号码牌递给他，让他去取药。
Now, maybe it was the way I said it. Maybe it was the way the fact that this man now away from his family and his daughter's bedside, Or maybe it was he had picked up that I knew a little of his pain.
或许是我说话的方式，又或许是他不在家人还有女儿的身边，也许是他发现了我对他的痛苦有所了解。
As I handed him the ticket, I looked up. Our eyes met and he stood there across the counter from me in a crowded room, a very crowded room, more people than we have here. And as we looked at each other, the man broke, wept.
当我把这个单张递给他时，我看了他一眼，我们的目光相遇的那刹那，他站在我的对面，在一个非常拥挤的房间里，比这里的人还要多。这位男士崩溃的哭泣。
This poor man broke down. His anguish made him look so alone in a very crowded room.
这可怜的男人悲痛欲绝，他崩溃了，他的痛苦使他在拥挤的这个房间里面显得如此的孤独。
I felt so impotent that day. His transforming face has stayed with me ever since.
我全然无能为力地看着他。至今仍然记得他的脸的样子。
I have seen much suffering over the years, yet the image of this man's more outpouring grief has stayed with me as other patients have been forgotten.
多年来我目睹了很多的痛苦，然而这位男士悲伤的脸庞却让我印象深刻，无法忘怀。
And when I read this passage of Jairus, I think of him. This memory of this broken man weeping for his daughter.
当我读到这段有关爱鲁的故事时，我想起了他，想起了这个破碎的男人为了他的女儿哭泣的这个记忆。
That man I once met gave me a glimpse of the personal pain and suffering our Lord and Jesus Christ has seen in numerous lives.
这位男士让我了解到耶稣所看到的我们的人间的各种痛苦和苦难。
And it gives me some insight to how Jairus must have looked that day when he once fell at the feet of Jesus in utter desperation.
让我洞察到艾鲁来到耶稣脚前俯伏的这个情景，他脸上绝望无助的样子。
A man whose only daughter was dying, the sight of raw pain on a grieving father's face.
一位父亲得知唯一的女儿就快死去了，有这个悲伤悲痛的样子。
We are unlikely to be as poor and lonely, unclean and unloved as this woman, nor as rich and as well known and respected as Jairus.
我们不可能像这个女人一样的贫穷、孤独、不洁，或者不被爱，也不会像艾鲁那样富有、出名和受到尊敬。
We likely fall somewhere in between. Yet no matter who we are, because of these two, we should have no expectation to think that we in our times in grief are any different.
我们可能介于他们两者之间哈，但无论我们是谁，在病痛与悲伤面前，我们都是一样的，没有什么。
The best place in our times of suffering and despair is likewise for us to go to Jesus, to seek Him and to lay our burdens and broken lives at His feet.
同样的，在我们遭受苦难和绝望的时候，最好的地方就是来到耶稣跟前，寻求他，将我们的重担和破碎的生命放在他的脚前。
To totally trust in Jesus, to have faith in Jesus can be our Savior.
全然的相信耶稣。相信他是我们的救主。
And now we get to the magnificent part, the response of our Lord and Savior Jesus to these two people.
那现在我们来看看宏伟的部分，看看耶稣对这两位的回应。
Jairus' daughter is one of only three people mentioned during the ministry of our incarnate Jesus to have been resurrected.
艾鲁的女儿是道成肉身的耶稣传道期间仅有的三个复活的人之一。
And like a trailer for a movie, these resurrections are a trailer or a hint of what is about to occur.
就像电影的预告片一样，这些耶稣起死回生的事迹也是耶稣给我们对未来即将发生的事情的一个预告和暗示。
The ultimate display of Christ's power over death, with not only the resurrection of Jesus himself,but also a trailer for that one day when Jesus will call out and resurrect all his children.
就是耶稣基督战胜死亡的终极展现，不单单是耶稣他自己死里复活，也是未来耶稣要叫他的儿女们复活的预告。
John 5:24-29.
约翰福音5章24到29节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but is passed from death to life.
我实实在在告诉你们，那听我话的，就信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
我实实在在告诉你们，时候将到，现在就是了。死人要听见神儿子的声音，听见的人就要活了。And
in Mark 5 verse 41, Jesus calls again. He called and said, "Little girl, arise."
在马可福音五章四十一节，耶稣对小女孩说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。And
one day, similarly, all who are alive in Christ will hear a similar call. Get up. Arise, get up.
有一天，所有在基督里活着的也会听到耶稣同样的呼唤，吩咐我们起来。And
John verse 28. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment.
约翰福音五章28到29节说。 你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就出来，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。Luke
8:55 describes this part with the words, "Child, arise," and her spirit returned, and she got up at once.
路加福音8章55节是这样形容的，她的灵魂便回来，她就立刻。
Interestingly, touching a dead body was considered to cause the person to become ceremonially unclean, as described in Numbers 19, verse 11. Jesus, for the second time this day, by these miracles, he displays he has the power over all that makes us unclean.
有趣的是，触摸尸体是被认为是会导致该人在仪式上变得不洁净的，就如同在民数记19章11节所描述的那样。
Jesus was showing us that his purity is greater and that the holiness of God is able to overcome our innate uncleanness.
耶稣告诉我们，他的纯洁大过一切，神的圣洁可以克服我们所有的不洁。
God was in control that day, as he is today and as he always will be.
神掌管一切，以前、现在、直到永远。
Just like Jairus' daughter, restoration is a hint of also what is to come. Similarly, the healings are also trailers for what one day will occur.
就像艾鲁的女儿被复活是对未来的一种暗示，被医治也是对未来的事情的一个预告。
The day when there will be no more suffering and anguish.
有一天将不再有痛苦和苦难。
This is another reason I love this account so much.
这也是我如此喜欢、喜爱这篇经文的另外一个原因。
Mark 5:35. While he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house someone who said, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?"
还说话的时候，有人从 管会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢？
Brothers and sisters, at what point in our lives do we similarly say to ourselves, "Why bother the Lord anymore?" At what point do we give up?
弟兄姐妹，我们在怎么样的处境也会对自己说同样的话，何必劳动上帝呢？我们什么时候选择放弃？
Friends, the world will tell us at times to give up on God. Let us, however, stand firm in faith, and may we encourage one another to stand and trust in Jesus when tested.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这个世界有时会告诉我们，叫我们放弃上帝。然而，让我们坚定信念，彼此的鼓励，坚持相信耶稣。尽管被试探，也要坚持相信耶稣。
And look at Jesus' response in verse 36. Do not fear, only believe.
看看耶稣在第36节的回应啊，他说不要怕，只要信。
Straight to the point, isn't it?
开门见山，不是吗？
Jesus actually spoke directly to all three main people in this passage.
在这里耶稣直接的对这三个人说话。
To Jairus, Jesus said to him, not to fear, only believe.
对艾鲁，耶稣说不要怕，只要信。
To Jairus' daughter, Jesus told her to arise.
对艾鲁的女儿，耶稣说闺女，我吩咐你起来。
And to the bleeding woman, who snuck up on Jesus, wanting to remain anonymous, Jesus told her,Her faith has made her well. Go in peace and be healed.
对那位妇人，耶稣说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
Verse 30, and Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power had gone out of him, immediately turned around to the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?"
当耶稣意识到自己身上有能力离开的时候，立即在人群中转过身体。问道谁摸我的衣服
I believe Jesus knew who touched him. The crowd thought Jesus was mad as everyone was touching him. The woman knew exactly what Jesus meant by his words.
耶稣知道谁摸了他众人以为耶稣是因为他们的拥挤而生气不悦但是这个女人确切地知道耶稣说的话是什么意思
She in fear and trembling fell before Jesus, fell down before him and told him the whole truth.
他知道在自己身上所存的事，就恐惧战惊，匍匐在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。
And for me, this is truly wonderful.
我觉得这样真的很棒。
Jesus stops for this woman who now physically healed. Jesus could have just carried on rushing to Jairus' daughter's bedside, but no. Jesus cares so much for this woman that he stops, turns, and calls this woman out.
耶稣为了这位妇女停了下来，他大可继续前往艾鲁的女儿的病床前，但是耶稣非常的关切这位妇人，所以他停下脚步，转过身来，把她叫了出来。
This is an act of love for this woman, who now physically healed on the inside, she's still on the outside considered unclean, unknown and unloved. God said to her in front of a large crowd, verse 34, daughter.
这是耶稣对他的爱的一个彰显。他的身体里面已经得医治了，但外在却仍然被人们视为不洁、不被接受、不被爱的。耶稣要在众人的面前叫他女儿。
This is our God calling her daughter. This unclean woman Jesus calls daughter. This is truly God loving the unloved.
我们的主耶稣基督叫她女儿，这诚然是神在。爱那些不被爱的人的一个表现。
And Jesus continues, Your faith has made you well. Yes, by her faith, she trusted in Jesus. And I reference verse 30 again, where it says, Power left Jesus when she touched him. It was still Jesus' power that ultimately healed her.
耶稣继续说，你的信救了你，是他的深信，他深信耶稣能够医治他。我们从第三十节知道，当他摸了耶稣以后，有能力从耶稣身上出来，是耶稣的大能医治了他。
Her faith in Jesus made her seek him, and she received Jesus' healing power, the ultimate source of her healing.
他对耶稣的信心使他寻求耶稣，他接受了耶稣的医治的能力，这是他得到医治最终的这个泉源。
And this last bit.Jesus continues, go in peace and be healed of your disease.
耶稣对他说，平平安安地去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
She who was physically healed is now told to go in peace. But peace is something this woman has not had for 12 years.
她完全被医治了，并且可以平平安安地去了。平安对她来说，这是12年来都不曾拥有。
This is how complete our God is. He heals physical ailments, restores mental health, and through him, spiritual peace is achieved. Jesus heals completely.
这是我们那完全的神，他医治身体的疾病，恢复心理的健康，并且成就精神上的平安。耶稣的医治是完全的。
Jesus' physical healings are miraculous to highlight the power of God. They are instantaneous, complete, and without question.
耶稣对身体的医治是神迹，强调神的大能。这些神迹是瞬间立即的，是完全的，没有疑问。
In the Bible, Jesus at times healed people who acknowledged him, who acknowledged their faith in him. But sometimes he also healed people before they had faith in him.
圣经讲述耶稣医治那些信他的人，也讲述了耶稣有时医治那些未信他之人。
Overall, the Bible shows us that it is Jesus who is in control, and by his grace we are healed.
总的来说，圣经向我们表明耶稣是掌权者，人们靠着他的恩典得医治。
In the same way, salvation comes to a sinner through faith. Everyone who is saved must believe, but it is the power of Christ that saves, not the power of faith. And salvation is only given to us by his grace.
同样的，罪人因信得救，每个得救的人都必须相信，但拯救的是基督的能力，而不是信心的力量。而救恩只能通过他们的恩，只能通过神的恩典赐给我们。
Faith is only the instrument, not the power itself.
信心只是工具，不是能力本身。
What matters is not the strength of your faith, it can be as small as a mustard seed, but rather who you have faith in. We should have faith in Christ alone.
重要的不是你的信心有多大，你的信心可以像芥菜种子那样小，而是你信的是谁。我们应该唯独相信基督。
And salvation by grace through faith is the heart of the gospel message. That is what is shown here.
因信而本乎恩典是救恩福音信息的核心，这是这里所讲述的。
And our last verse today in Mark 5:43.
最后一节吗？在马可福音五章四十三节。
And he strictly charged them that no one should know this.
耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不要叫人知道这事。
Jesus commanded people not to tell others of the miracles he performed. This was likely for a few reasons.
耶稣命令人们不要告知他人他所行的神迹，原因有几个。
Firstly, it fulfilled prophecy, and in telling no one was a sign of who Jesus was.Matthew 12:16-21 covers these commands by Jesus linked to the prophet Isaiah's writings.
第一，他实现了经上所预言的，并且证实了耶稣真实的身份，在马太福音12:16-21涵盖了耶稣的这些命令与先知以赛亚所预言的有关。
And secondly, Jesus knew that publicity over these miracles might draw away from his message.
其次，耶稣知道这些神迹的宣传可能会偏离他的信息。
And sadly, we see this today in some churches. The gospel message is getting distorted by advertising physical healing events or using a healing ministry as the main attraction rather than proclaiming the gospel message of salvation.
可悲的是，我们今天在一些教堂、教会能够就看到这样的情况，福音的信息被医治活动所扭曲，又或者使用医治事工作为主要的吸引力，而不是宣扬救赎的福音信息。
Jesus, I believe, does not want us to overly focus on healing miracles, but rather focus on his message which he proclaimed. That was the death he went through for us.And his conquering over death with his resurrection.
我相信耶稣不希望我们过度的关注医治的神迹，而是关注他所要宣告的信息，就是他为我们所经历的死亡，以及他通过复活战胜的死亡。
And this is why I like the Apostles' Creed. It helps ground us on the important aspects of our faith, which the Church Universal should be teaching.
而这也是我喜欢使徒信经的原因，因为使徒信经帮助我们奠定。普世教会应该教导的信仰的重点。
It's a summary of our Christian doctrine.
这是我们基督教教义的总结。
The healing we should be focused on is the healing miracle of salvation through Jesus Christ.
我们应该关注的医治是通过耶稣基督救赎的医治奇迹。
If we hear God's call to us and in repentance turn and trust in Jesus, We receive by his grace so much, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
信靠耶稣，我们就会靠着他的恩典得到罪的赦免、身体的复活以及永生。
One thing that resonates throughout the Bible is Jesus has a stronger emphasis on people's long-term spiritual health and salvation rather than over their temporal physical health.
整本圣经中以其共鸣的一个主题是，耶稣更加强调人们长期的精神健康和救赎，而不是他们暂时的身体健康。
And grasping this concept is so healing in itself.
掌握了这个概念本身就是一种疗愈，一种治愈。
Therefore, we can trust in Jesus. He has the blueprint, he knows the overall big picture, he knows how our stories end. Go in peace.
所以我们可以相信耶稣，他的心里有蓝图，他知道我们故事的开始和结束，所以平平安安的去。Let
us pray.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, Shepherd of your people, we look forward to your return and glory.
主耶稣基督，你百姓的牧者，我们期待你荣耀中再来。To
judge and to save, to the day when healing and life, forgiveness and restoration will fill the whole world forever.
审判和拯救，直到有一天，医治和生命，宽恕和恢复将永远充满这个世界。
Lord, keep our hearts and minds strong in that hope we pray.
求主使我们的心思意念在我们祈祷的希望中坚定不移。
And as we pray for ourselves, we pray for those around us.
当我们为自己祈祷时，我们也为周围的人祷告。
That they may know the comfort, hope, and peace in Lord Jesus. In whose mighty name we pray. Amen.
愿他们知道主耶稣的安慰、希望和平安。这样祷告是奉我主耶稣基督大能的名求的。Amen.